بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's Friday khutbah, and the topic is the Hijrah of the Prophet and values. الحمد لله. All praises are due to Allah, Lord of the heavens and the earth, who made the Hijrah of the Prophet a historical event and a lesson to be learned from. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. May the peace and the blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. To continue, amma ba'd, I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. As Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullaha wa kunu ma'a as-sadiqin. O you who have believed, fear Allah and be with those who are true. O believers, we give you the glad tidings of the new Hijri year. On this occasion, we recall a great event, which is the Hijrah of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, from Mecca to Medina. This event represented a key point in the trajectory of civilization for humanity. This was an event in which key values of faith, morality, and humanity were disclosed to mankind for all to see. From amongst these values of faith is the embedding of certainty in the hearts of believers, their having a good opinion of Allah and supporting his religion. So when Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if someone just looks under his feet, they will see us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded by saying, what do you think of two, the third of whom is Allah? From the values of good character that were manifest in the hadith of Hijrah is the value of honoring trust and returning property and its rights back to their people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known for honoring his trust even before revelation. Hence, when the command came to make the Hijrah, he handed back any trust and items he had back to the people of Mecca. This he did by commanding Ali radiallahu anhu to return all properties and trust he had in his absence. This value has been confirmed by the Quran, which emphasized the obligation of safeguarding trust, as Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Indeed, Allah commands you to render trust to whom they are due. Rendering trust is important regardless of whose trust they are or what religion they follow. One of the scholars is reported to have said, there are three things that we are obligated to adhere to from righteousness: trust, oath, and our family relations. The Hijrah also established human principles and promoted tolerance amongst humanity. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu took the aid and support of a non-Muslim guide in the form of Abdullah ibn Uraiqit to help assist them in their journey. They trusted in his skills and in his trustworthiness and didn't discriminate against him. The Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam set into place the foundation for a new society in Medina, a society that would be built on the foundations of faith and godly character and the cooperation of all human beings. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instilled the lofty values of pardon, tolerance, mutual love, and coexistence in the society of Medina. So peace was the first thing that the Messenger of Allah called people to, saying, Ya ayyuhan nasu afshu salam, O people, spread peace amongst each other. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam urged people to peace and harmony. In fact, Allah himself tells us how he joined between the hearts of people of Medina who were previously in opposition towards one another. So he says, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ, and brought together their hearts. So the values of forgiveness, love, mercy, and affection prevailed, and Medinian society became united through this, as though they were a single structure joined firmly. This was a fulfillment of the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Muslim is the one whose tongue and hand the Muslims are safe, and the Muhajir, immigrant, is the one who forsakes that which Allah has forbidden to him. So, O Allah, aid us in this new year and give us all an increase in goodness, happiness, prosperity, health, well-being, and safety. I say this and seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.